The Babe was a natural humorist. Some of the incidents in which he played the leading role would test the skill of the finest gag writers. Here are some of those stories.
He used to have an automobile we called the Ghost of Riverside Drive. It was a long mom and automobile. Looked like one of those big racing jobs. That was before they had lights in New York, and he used to race that thing up and down Riverside Drive, and he lost the radiator cap, and the rusty water used to spout out of the radiator, and he wore that thing out in about a year, and he traded it in, and he got a Packard, and I believe it was the first Packard with four-wheel brakes. And at any rate, he had it down. He toured down to Florida in the thing, and he came into Palm Beach, and he pulled into a gas pump in Palm Beach, and he ordered a tank of gas. Well, this gas attendant took a look at that big face of Ruth, you know, that anybody could recognize Babe Ruth, and he says, "Hey," he says, "ain't you Babe Ruth?" And Ruth, in a sort of a semi-modesty, said, "Yeah," he says, "that's me. What? So what about it?" He said, "Gee whiz, Mr. Ruth, certainly glad to see you. Gee whiz, this is a privilege. Oh, boy, am I glad to meet you." And just as they were talking together, in at the adjacent pump pulled a big Rolls Royce with one of the 400 of Palm Beach sitting in the back, and there was a chauffeur-driven Rolls, and out got the chauffeur, and he asked the attendant for a tank of gas for the Rolls Royce, and the attendant at the gas station told the chauffeur, he says, "You know who that is, that Packard over there? That's Babe Ruth." So the chauffeur took a look over there at Babe, and he became a little fascinated by the sight of Ruth, because Ruth had a tremendously magnetic personality, and you had to sense his presence no matter where he was. And finally, the chauffeur went back and said to the madam, he said, "Madam," he said, "that fellow in the back of that other automobile, that's that great baseball player, that's that Babe Ruth." So the madam gave it the old lorgnette and was looking at him out of her eyeglass, and had her fingers up to her eyes looking through the lorgnette at Babe, and Babe happened to look up and spot her. So she became somewhat flustered and had to say something, so she said to Ruth, "Aren't you Mr. Ruth, that great baseball player?" And Ruth said, "Yeah," he said, "that's me." So she said, "Oh, Mr. Ruth," she said, "I've been admiring your motor." She said, "That is one of those new motors, is it not?" She said, "One of those cars with the four-wheel brakes?" Ruth says, "Yeah, some bus, huh?" So she said, "Yes, Mr. Ruth, it is quite an automobile." He said, she said, "Tell me, are those brakes mechanical or are they hydraulic?" And Faye says, "Madam," he says, "gee whiz," he says, "I haven't got the slightest consumption."